With Montana News, I'm Jenny McConaughey. The first school to submit its results under Montana's new lead monitoring program tested positive for lead. Kayla DeRoche with YPR News reports.
The Montana Department of Environmental Quality says 36 different water fixtures at Hedges Elementary School in Kalispell showed at least some level of lead, which can enter water through old pipes. DEQ says children are most vulnerable to lead exposure and that effects can include damage to the brain, red blood cells, and kidneys. Greg Montgomery manages DEQ's new monitoring program for lead in school drinking water. He says Hedges Elementary is the first school to submit its results.
To me, it really reinforces why we're doing this sampling in the first place and why it's so important to identify the lead and then coming up with mitigation to reduce the exposure.
He says of the 36 water fixtures at Hedges that tested positive for lead, 10 are at high enough levels for the school to shut the sources down immediately, and two of those are water fountains. He says the others can be flushed out on a regular basis until the school can find a permanent solution. This January, the state mandated that public and accredited private schools test all water faucets for lead. Before then, the state only required schools with their own water supplies to test their water. The tests are funded through a U.S. Environmental Protection Agency grant. Schools have until next winter to submit samples. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Montana election officials are calling on Governor Steve Bullock to allow counties the option of running the November election by mail. Bullock said today that he'll make up his mind by August 10th.
Those discussions will be occurring soon to ensure that they have time to prepare for a safe election.
Montana clerks and recorders made a similar request to conduct the June 2nd primary by mail due to concerns of crowds at polling places and exposure to the novel coronavirus. Bullock agreed, and every county opted for all-mail ballot elections. According to the Secretary of State's office election calendar, ballots must be sent to military and overseas electors by September 18th. Other absentee ballots must be available for in-person voting by October 5th. Montana schools preparing to reopen this fall have until this Friday to apply for the first round of funding to cover costs associated with the pandemic. Governor Steve Bullock said during a press conference today that public and accredited private schools can request the aid. The $75 million available to help schools reopen comes from the Federal CARES Act. The money can be used for adopting schools and helping students, parents, and educators create a place for students to learn amid the complications of COVID-19. The second deadline for funds is August 14th. The governor says payments will be made to schools in August. Governor Steve Bullock said today the state has identified 9 counties as hotspots for the coronavirus and says health departments may have to increase restrictions in those counties to help limit the spread of the virus.
Fire season is getting underway in northwest Montana. The Magpie Rock Fire, 8 miles west of Dixon, tripled in size since Tuesday and is now estimated at 1,000 acres. Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes Division of Fire spokesperson C.T. Camel says the Magpie Rock Fire is burning through dense timber and brush, and smoke is preventing helicopters from getting an accurate estimate. The Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes Division of Fire says there are no evacuations and no structures are threatened. Officials say the fire remains at 0% containment because firefighters weren't able to make progress with 20-mile-per-hour wind gusts Tuesday. About 160 personnel are responding, but Camel says roughly 40 more firefighters will soon be on the scene. Fire officials believe the fire was caused by lightning. The Horseshoe Fire is burning along the Flathead River 10 miles southwest of Polson. Camel says that fire is thought to have been caused by an unattended campfire. No structures are threatened by that fire. Montana officials announced 2 more deaths due to COVID-19 on Wednesday, bringing the state's total number of deaths related to the respiratory virus to 54. More than half of the deaths have happened since July 6th. During a press conference in the governor's office Wednesday, state officials addressed young people's role in the pandemic and the importance of face coverings in slowing the spread of the virus. Katie Gondiro, a 23-year-old from Helena, tested positive for COVID-19 in early July. She spoke during the press conference.
I think that it's really important for people my age in the 20 to 29 age group understand that we're driving the spread of this.
According to the latest state health department analysis of COVID-19 cases, people in the 20 to 29 age group make up 28% of all cases in Montana. That makes them the most common age group infected with the virus. The analysis says no one in the age group has died from the virus in Montana, and persons who required hospitalization for COVID-19 are generally much older than those who did not need hospital care. A bill that would settle a decades-long dispute over thousands of the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes' water rights claims is now headed for the U.S. Senate floor. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports the U.S. Senate Indian Affairs Committee unanimously voted in favor of the Montana Water Rights Protection Act Wednesday.
The bill aims to avoid years of litigation at the state water court and would provide nearly $2 billion to revitalize a large irrigation project on the Flathead Indian Reservation. The legislation was proposed by Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines and is co-sponsored by Democratic Senator John Tester. Both sit on the Indian Affairs Committee. The legislation would ratify the CSKT Water Compact, which has been in the works for decades. CSKT Tribal Council Chair Shelley Fiant.
One thing I think about a lot is a lot of those elders that sat at the table to protect our sacred water, who didn't live to see this day.
The state legislature voted in favor of the CSKT Water Compact in 2015. This is the second time Congress has considered the proposal. Tester introduced similar legislation in 2016, but it never made it out of committee. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
U.S. energy consumption plummeted to its lowest level in more than 30 years this spring as the economy largely shut down due to the coronavirus. The decline, reported Wednesday by the U.S. Energy Information Administration, was driven by less demand for coal to produce electricity and oil that's refined into gasoline and jet fuel. Overall energy consumption dropped 14% during April. That's the lowest monthly level since 1989. And the largest decrease that's been recorded by the Energy Administration in records dating to 1973. The largest drop previously seen was in December 2001, after the September 11th attacks shocked the economy and a mild winter depressed electricity demand. Jenny McConaughey, Montana Public Radio News.